We'll now be pleased to hear from Brother Roger G. Christensen. Brother Christensen serves as assistant to the Commissioner of the Church Educational System and secretary to the Church Board of Education and the Boards of Trustees for BYU, BYU Idaho, BYU Hawaii, and LDS Business College.
Choir, thank you so much for that beautiful music. I love music, and you always perform so beautifully. Thank you. And graduates, it is a privilege for me to be here with you and to be invited by Elder Cook to share a few thoughts at this graduation. Graduation represents one of those grand inflection points in our lives, both a moment for looking forward with great anticipation and perhaps for some of you a little anxiety at what now lies ahead of you, as well as the opportunity for reflecting on a little of the past and contemplating some of the lessons that you have learned. In addition to the formal education that you have received as a student at this remarkable university, you also are aware that many poignant lessons can be gained from a variety of common, ordinary experiences. These seemingly routine events come by way of the day-to-day learning laboratory of life. If you are observant and reflective regarding the people, things, and circumstances that Heavenly Father has placed in the world around you, you will gain a greater understanding of both the formal and the more common lessons to be learned to apply them to the various aspects of your lives. I experienced an event many years ago that was actually quite simple, but gave me a greater appreciation of the importance of observing. Several applications can be gained from this lesson. Let me just share the experience, and then you can garner any insights that you may have that relate to your own situation. I grew up in the East Bay in Northern California. Several of my friends and I enjoyed skiing at Lake Tahoe whenever we could, which would require a four-hour drive each way. We would pick a day that all of us could go and then would leave early in the morning in order to drive to arrive just as the lifts were opening. We would ski hard all day long, and then once the lifts closed, we would drive back that night. Unless there was a blizzard, we would not let weather deter us. We would ski in whatever conditions were present once we got to the mountains. One of our favorite places to ski was Heavenly Valley on the south shore of Lake Tahoe. If we took two or three lifts, we could get near the top of the mountain and ski any one of several long trails with a vertical drop of up to 3,500 feet. At that time, we were typical tempestuous teenagers and usually wanted to get in as many runs as we possibly could, so we'd just jump off the lift and head down the mountain as quickly as we could. On one clear day, however, I remember looking uphill towards the summit, a few hundred feet from the top of the lift. That day, I took off my skis and climbed the short distance to the peak just to see what there was to see. Looking southward, the snow faded into the Nevada desert. Looking northward, there was beautiful Lake Tahoe surrounded by snow-covered mountains and a forest of pine trees. The view was spectacular, and the contrast was stark. I marveled at the beauty and diversity of God's creations. It had always been there to experience. All it took was a little extra effort and to make it to the top of the mountain and to enjoy the grandeur of it all. Throughout your life, a little extra effort at the right time and in the right direction can yield remarkable rewards. As you reach for greater heights, remember the words of President Gordon B. Hinckley, who once stated, "We stand on the summit of the ages." For you graduates, and probably for your parents, this graduation represents an historical moment atop an impressive educational summit. For many of you, this BYU-Idaho experience represents the pinnacle of your formal academic pursuits. However, don't let it be the end of your learning experiences. There is so much to learn, even from common, ordinary events in our daily lives. And if you will pay attention, the Holy Ghost will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. To this I testify in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.